Hey friend, Dana Gresh here. It's time to take the Holy Girl walk. It makes it easier to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain really does love it. The back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for just 16 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized, Psalm 130. In season 4 of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to explore the truth that we are forgiven and free. Lace up and let's go. Ever feel like the Bible seems like an extra lot of work when you get to the poems? Psalm 130 is poetry, and I think a lot of us do or have overlooked the poems because they can be hard to understand. Here's the thing. Some of God's most important messages are in poetic form. The very story of creation is written in poetry, forming the foundation of how we understand God and his world and sin. The prophets used it, hiding the whispers of a coming Messiah. And the Psalms are prayer tutor. Have you ever wondered why poetry is used in these vital passages? I think the answer is this. It requires intimacy to understand it. Yeah, profound, I know, but it wasn't my idea. An Old Testament professor told me that, and I've never looked at the poetry of Scripture the same again. Each poem is an invitation. The very format of the words is calling out, "Come close. Let me be close to your heart and your mind." And so, let's answer the call of the poetry. Let's become intimate with Psalm 130. Today, we'll start memorizing Psalm 130. Verse 1 reads, "Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord." Now, on the first read, it can sound like sheer emotional collapse, but the psalmist isn't just sad. He knows he's drowning under the weight of sin and separation from God. The depths is biblical imagery that often points to the place of judgment, chaos, or death. I mean, think of Jonah in the belly of that fish. That dude was so in deep. I mean, we hardly even think of him as a prophet, but as a rebel. Feeling like we're in deep water when we're sinful isn't all bad. If the waters are shallow, we reach for self-help, a book, a podcast, a checklist to fix ourselves. But when it gets a little deeper, we slide into self-pity, replaying our pain and hoping someone will rescue us. But when God lets us sink to the depths, the really deep depths, something shifts. We finally see what Jonah saw in the belly of that fish. Self-help can't save us. Self-pity won't either. Only God's mercy can. Now, Jonah couldn't claw his way out of that dark, smelly belly, and neither can we climb out of our sin. But when Jonah stopped fighting and started thanking, everything changed. Jonah is recorded as saying this in Jonah 2:9. "But I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you. Salvation comes from the Lord." Now, his situation hadn't changed. He was still in the aftermath of his rebellion, but his heart had changed. Gratitude turned his despair into worship. Now, gratitude doesn't deny the pain of our shame. It redefines it. It turns our focus from what we can't do to what God has already done, even in the depths. He has not abandoned you. Cry out to him today as you walk and meditate on Psalm 130, verse 1. And a word about walking before you go. Regular walking strengthens your heart, lowers blood pressure, and steadies blood sugar levels. That's going to make you feel more free about everything in life. But here's the key, consistency. Faithfulness turns movement into momentum for freedom. So, consider me your walking buddy for the 15 remaining days of season 4 of the Holy Girl Walk. Jump over to my Instagram this month where I'm sharing tips, encouragement, and a few holy nudges to keep you walking strong, body, mind, and soul. Happy walking, friend.